Week 3, video 4, sexual intimacy. Obviously, the first couple of videos in this module were talking about physical intimacy and non-sexual touch. But as we talk about the physical connection that a husband and wife have, sexual intimacy is a very, very strong component of that. And whether or not you're having sex, it's still a factor in your marriage. You know, Tony and I talked to couples from all over the world who don't quite have the sexual intimacy that they would like to have. And it's an area of struggle because, you know, honestly, being able to have sex with someone, that's one of the perks of being married. It was one of the designs that God had for marriage. And so as we dig into this, as we talk through this, you know, there's so much stress and frustration that can be associated with a couple's sexual intimacy. And it's critically important that you understand where the two of you are coming from, your desires and your expectations. Because I often find as I work with couples that part of the circumstances that control their sexual intimacy is a lack of understanding in these areas. So as we go through these questions, you know, question number one, from an early age, you started receiving messages about sex. What are those messages? You know, some women, and I think actually most women, have probably heard the message or gotten the message as they were growing up that, you know, we don't talk about sex. Actually, that can be for men or women. You know, for women, good girls don't have sex. Good girls don't talk about sex. Good girls don't do that, whatever that is. It could be, you know, different sexual acts. You know, guys, I know Tony's got this message loud and clear from his dad. Don't get a girl pregnant. You know, just keep yourself clean, keep yourself protected. You know, all of these different messages. What were the messages that you received about sex? Because here's the thing. Those messages are most likely impacting your sexual intimacy now, which is question number two. How do you think the messages that you received impact the sexual intimacy in your marriage? You know, if you got the message that sex was dirty or, you know, good girls don't do that, how does that impact how you're willing to be vulnerable in front of your husband? How does it change the actions that you're willing to explore or even discuss in terms of your sexual intimacy? If all you heard in terms of sex ed was don't get a girl pregnant, does that really share anything about romancing your wife or meeting her emotional needs in order to be able to have a fulfilling sexual life? For most of you, it doesn't. And so again, what you've heard directly impacts how you act. And then question number three, if you had sex before marriage with your spouse or with someone else, how has that experience influenced your sexual intimacy in your marriage? True confessions, Tony and I both had sex before marriage with other partners. And in our case, that influenced us by, you know, comparison, by hurts. You know, when you start having sex with other people, there's a tie, a bond that you have with that other person, often referred to as soul ties, and that can create an unnatural link to that person. That's like, you know, when you go and you're just curious still about how they're doing in life, and you haven't really let them go, because every time that we have sex with someone, we give a piece of ourselves to them. And so you have to think and deal with the people in your past that you've had sex with and how that still may continue to impact your marriage. Question number four, what do you believe the role of sex in marriage? Now, do you think that sex is only to procreate, to make babies? Do you think that sex is, you know, only to meet one spouse's needs or the others? Do you think that sex is an expression of love between a husband and a wife, an expression that only the two of them can give? You know, those are just three definitions. There are many, many more, and you will have your own unique definition of the role of sex in marriage, but that needs to go in question number four. Question number five. What were your expectations of sexual intimacy before getting married? Now, thanks to Hollywood and all of the romance bestsellers, there are a slew of ideas about what sexual intimacy in marriage is going to look like after the two of you have said, I do. You know, it's going to happen every day. It's always going to be perfect. We're never going to have any, you know, sexual problems. We're never going to get interrupted. We're always going to have, you know, hours to have sex. None of those are true. I mean, they can be at different seasons, but it doesn't happen that way all the time. Because here's the thing, and I've said this many times, you know, whether it's a Hollywood screenplay or, you know, a New York Times bestseller, both of those forms of media have many, many people crafting the art, be it the writer and the editor and, you know, even the person that designs the cover for the book. They're all involved in that process. You know, backspace, delete, we don't like this look, let's change that. On a Hollywood set, you've got the makeup artists and the musicians, you know, for the background music, and you've got lighting, and you've got, you know, the spray tan, so they've got the perfect color, and the, you know, it's all quiet on the set. All of those different things lead us to have these false expectations of what sex is going to be like in marriage. But if you don't address what your expectations were prior to getting married, it's going to be hard to deal with the situation when those expectations are not met. Question 6. What are your expectations now? Now, whether you've been married for 24 hours or for 24 years, your expectations of your sexual intimacy have changed. You know, maybe now you expect it once a month, or maybe now you expect that you're always gonna have to be the one to initiate, or maybe now you don't even expect sex. That's actually an expectation. So whatever it is, put down your expectations. Question 7. What have been some of the most fulfilling sexual experiences that the two of you have shared? There are many, many couples that never talk about their sexual intimacy. In fact, for many of you, working through this particular video and worksheet, maybe the first time you've really had a conversation about that. Just like all aspects of our life, it's important to let one another know when we've had fulfilling experiences. In this case, fulfilling sexual experiences. If you've never told your partner, now is the time. And you can go ahead and you can just write on here, and then you can, you know, if you're not comfortable right now saying the words, just slide it across the table and let him or her read it. It's so important for your spouse to know what works for you. And sometimes you can do that through touch by just moving their hand or their mouth here or there. Oftentimes though, you've actually got to say the words like, that works for me, or I really enjoy it when you, and fill in the blank. You know, don't leave your spouse guessing. Give them the tools that they need to give you more fulfilling sexual experiences. Because let's face it, when the sex is good, we enjoy it. So let's have more good sex. Question 8. Early in our marriage, I would describe our sexual intimacy as, what did it look like when you were newlyweds? What did it look like when everything was still new? Question 9. Today it is. What does it look like today? You know, what has changed in the time that the two of you have been together? 10, I think that the following circumstances have changed our sex life over the years. Has it been things like having children? Maybe there's been seasons where health has been an issue. Maybe there has been a time when you had to live with his parents or her parents, and that changed how the two of you related. Maybe it's been, you know, other stresses that have come into your sexual life, maybe financial stresses or work-related stresses that have impacted the two of you. What circumstances have changed your sex life? Question 11. What do you see as the challenges to your sexual intimacy? You know, Tony and I often tell couples, if you're worried about the children in your home walking in on you, the most important thing you can do is get a lock for your door. If one of the challenges is you don't want to be too loud, we're going to post a link in the resource section to the Ecotone sound and sleep machine. You know, it's actually an audio responsive machine that gets louder when you do, so that you can be louder. It drowns out those sounds. There are solutions for every challenge, but you have to be able to identify the challenge in order to be able to figure out a solution. Question 12, when feeling sexually frustrated, how do you act out on your sexual frustration? It happens to everyone. Do you get angry? Do you withdraw? Do you get more touchy-feely because you're just trying to create a connection with your spouse? What do you do when you're sexually frustrated? And when your needs are being met, how do you respond to that? Right? Because ideally, we want less sexual frustration and more fulfilled needs. But again, it's identifying how those circumstances are different for you so that your spouse has an understanding and awareness. You know, nothing that happens in marriage, when a marriage is firing on all cylinders, nothing happens by accident. It has to be intentional. Question 14, do you feel like the sexual intimacy is functioning at the level that you would like? Why or why not? And then question 15, what can you do to change that? Right? This isn't one of those times when you look at your spouse and say, well, if you would just do this or if you would do that, what can, you know, personalize it. What can I do to change the fulfillment, to improve the fulfillment in my marriage? Does that mean that I'm not coming to bed in my, you know, sweatpants and a holy t-shirt? Does it mean that, you know, once in a while I'll sleep naked? Does it mean that, you know, we'll have sex in the morning instead of always at night when we're tired? What can you do to change the level of sexual fulfillment in the marriage? These are all questions for you to think about. And as you do, and as you start to share your answers with your spouse, you're going to find that that connection is growing. It's fostering that deeper level of sexual intimacy that you both want. See you on the next video.